A-I-G-E-R. What's your first name, Fraser?
Wendell.
Wendell. Well, Grand Theft Auto, one police car. Hey, what are we going to do with a police car, huh, Wendell?
I figured I'd sell it.
Anybody check in yet?
Not yet, Barney.
How do you sell a hot green and white, Wendell?
Oh, you paint it all green or all white?
You stole a police car?
Yeah, can you dig it?
A fire engine I can dig. But some things are sacred. Where's Fish?
He's on his way up.
What happened?
We blew it.
Fish, what happened?
We blew it.
That's what they just said.
They're right.
Did we get any details?
No, not all of them.
Some of them? I'm going to have to know sooner or later. Chano?
Well, Barney, we staked out in the car across the street from this apartment building, right? And we've been there all morning. Finally, the suspect comes out carrying that box. Fish calls out to him. Oh, police officers. But Fish forgot to roll down the window, sir. The guy can't hear us.
I thought it was down.
We never should have washed the car.
Anyway, I jump out into the street, pull out my piece and say, hold it, police officer. The guy takes off down the block. Psst. We go right after him. Chukunun, chukunun. The mana falls down. I fall on top of him. So there we are, rolling around in the
car. You want to hear all this?
No, but I have to.
I suggested a cover-up.
Anyway, what happens? I'm lying there with two garbage cans around my foot.
Hey, and then Fish runs into the alley, and he leaps over us like one of... What do you call those things in Africa that run and leap through the air?
Slaves.
You mean a gazelle?
Yeah, that's it. Like a big, beautiful gazelle.
Proof that age and grace can go together.
Anyway, Fish chases the guy down the alley. The guy drops the box, jumps over a fence, and gets away.
Leaving us with this story. And 20 kilos of marijuana individually wrapped in 1 kilo packages.
All right, let's get some food.
You better lock it up.
Okay.
You all right?
I'm fine, just a pain in the lower back. Probably from all that running.
Hey, well, let me carry.
No.
You want to see a doctor?
No, it's a common condition among gazelles my age.
Hey, man, I'll give you 30 bucks to lid.
30 bucks? Oh, let me see. 30 lids to a kilo, that's... 20 kilos... That's almost $18,000. You got that much on you?
Oh, man, I'm good for it.
Come on, Fraser.
We're negotiating.
12th Precinct Terrace.
Did you at least get a good look at the pusher?
Oh, yeah. We'll go through the mug book and see if we can find him.
Okay.
Why can't we fix up a nice mug book reading room with a couple of chairs, a nice bowl of food?
Oh, come on, man, will you please?
We'll be right over. Barney, it's the manager over at Siegel's department store. They're holding a guy.
For what?
Breaking and entering. Sounds like burglary, I guess.
Don't worry, Harris. I'll go with you.
Barney, it's Fish. He's out cold.
Are you sure the doctor said it's okay to come back so soon? At least take the rest of the day off if you want to.
If he don't, I do.
All right, all right. All right, we'll see you in a little while. Stubborn.
What's the matter with him?
He's got a kidney stone. But he doesn't want to go home. Says at a time like this, he wants to be among friends.
Sentimental fool.
Say, Mr. Holloman, if you'll have a seat right over here, please.
Oh, thank you very much. Boy, this must be the oldest police station I've ever been in.
Actually, we rank second. We're just a couple of minutes younger than Devil's Island.
Hey, how's this?
He's got a kidney stone.
Is he all right?
The doctor gave him some pills. He's on his way over.
Oh, a kidney stone can be quite painful. It should be avoided at all costs.
This is Mr. Holloman, Captain.
Oh, how do you do, Captain?
He spent the weekend in Siegel's department store.
Now they want to press charges for breaking and entering.
I didn't break in.
Then how did you get in?
Well, I went there last Saturday for some samples. Miniature hot dogs, little cheese pieces. Then I got sleepy, and when I woke up, the store was closed.
Where did you sleep?
In the executive washroom. You know what? They've got a television set in there.
I'm afraid you can be held for trespassing, Mr. Holloman.
But I didn't hurt anything. I was just watching television. Then I got hungry again. So I went in the gourmet department and I opened a few cans. But I'll pay them back as soon as I get my Social Security check.
Why didn't you get out of there before they found you?
I overslept. Couldn't find an alarm clock.
Okay, Mr. Holloman. But first downstairs, we have to get some fingerprints and have a few pictures taken, huh?
Pictures? Oh, well, I'm sorry I don't look a little more presentable.
It's okay, Mr. Holloman, you look just fine.
Hey, Hurst, can you take me through?
Yeah, sure. You too, Fraser.
Hey, look here, man. My picture gonna be in the paper, man.
Oh, no, baby. We don't want you to develop a following.
Fourth precinct, Ward Yehowitz. Just a second. Barney, it's Lieutenant Riley from Narcotics. He says they're sending a guy over to pick up the marijuana we confiscated.
Okay, tell him it's waiting for him.
All right. It's waiting here, all 20 kilos. Okay.
Why don't you get it ready? Pull it out of the closet.
All right.
Hey, hey, look who's here!
Hey, how you doing?
You're great.
How do you feel?
Fine, fine, fine. It's just a little stone from eating the wrong foods.
You better call Bernice. She was very worried.
I intend to. I believe in giving credit where credit is due. The doctor wants me to drink a lot of fluid so I can go to the bathroom. A lot.
Oh, you mean just go on as if nothing had happened?
Yeah.
Chono, I thought you guys said you got 20 kilos of marijuana.
That's right, that's it.
There's 18 now.
What?
18, you sure?
Just counted it.
Count it again.
Must have made a mistake, won't you?
I didn't make a mistake.
Well, somebody did. 4 pounds of marijuana can't disappear in a puff of smoke. Not that fast.
You didn't make a mistake?
There were 20 kilos when I brought it in this morning. There's a lot of things I can't do, but counting isn't one of them.
It's 18 kilos, Barney.
Check out the closet,
Bush. Oh, it's clean.
Check it out again. Look behind those shelves on the floor.
I don't get it. I mean, we're the only ones who got the key to that closet. Where could it be?
Confiscated drugs missing from police stations. It's going to make a wonderful headline.
By a rat.
What?
I was moving one of the boxes in there and he jumped out and bit me.
Where is he now?
He's in there. I shut the door on him.
I'll get him.
I got a lot of experience with that kind of thing. What were you doing, kneeling on the ground?
No, man, he just stood up on his hind legs and bit me.
Hey, Fish. How you doing?
I don't know. I'm waiting.
Hey, Fish, does it hurt when those stones come out?
Can't be too bad. The doctor says it's like giving birth.
Yeah, may I help you?
Becker, from Becker and Son. You called for an exterminator.
Oh, yeah, okay. Wait just a minute. Barney? The exterminator's here. Captain will be right with you, sir.
No hurry. I work by the hour.
How do you do? I'm Captain Miller.
Sam Becker from Becker and Son. I understand you got rats.
One of my men was bitten by one.
We wouldn't have called you, but we couldn't get a good shot at him.
You used a gun? Shame on you.
We don't consider rats an endangered species, Mr. Becker.
Yeah, they just love old buildings like this. Rotten wood. Rummy plaster walls.
It's home.
They could run up and down these walls for years and you'd never know it. Hey! There goes two of them now.
Oh, boy.
Did you hear something?
No, they don't make any noise.
Sometimes they... Sometimes they can go in and out so fast you never even know they've been there.
If they're very small.
Right. If they're big, they'll tear you to pieces.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Looks like I'll be in and out of here all day. I gotta set traps, make plans for strategy.
You better call Cogan. Tell him that Mr. Becker's gonna be floating around the building. Will your son be coming too?
What son?
Is that the name of your firm, Becker and Son?
I'm the son. My father died 10 years ago. I still keep his name on the truck. You know, matter of respect.
Bonnie. I can't find that guy. He must have been some stupid runner.
All right, don't worry about it. We'll catch up to him sooner or later. What I'd really like to get my hands on is that 2 kilo of grass.
Oh, I know.
Hey, see the doctor?
Yes.
And?
Oh, he put some stuff in it and then just put a Band-Aid on it.
That's
fine, yes.
Feeling all right, Woodrow?
Yeah, great.
You sure?
Well... I guess I'm sort of worried. I mean, I figure the rat might have rabies.
Rat rabies?
Yeah.
There hasn't been a case of rat rabies in New York City for I don't know how long.
No kidding.
Now, bubonic plague.
Bubonic plague?
Oh, I just wiped out about half of Europe once.
It was a long time ago, Walter. Relax. It was a long time ago.
It might come back. Everything comes back.
Everything but narrow lapels.
Well, precinct, your manner. Barney, it's for you. The Siegel's department store.
I'll take it in my office.
Two.
Hey. Is that about me?
Yep. Keep your fingers crossed.
I can. I've got arthritis.
Hey, Fish? What happens when you get bubonic plague?
Your tongue swells up. You can't talk and you can't eat.
God. Hope I don't have it.
With some people, it's an improvement.
Son, what did you do with that police car you stole?
I gave it to my mother.
You must love her very much.
Del Vecchio. Narcotics.
Fish. Diuretic.
That's funny.
Not at 3 a.m.
I'm here to pick up the 20 kilos of grass.
Captain Miller's on the phone.
Now, wait.
Del Vecchio.
I'm Woodrow Holtz. I'm the guy that talked to Sergeant Riley, and I told him that there was 20 kilos of marijuana, see? But actually, it was only 18.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, you see, Fish here was the guy that counted it in the first place, and he was in a hurry, and so he probably got it wrong.
Gee whiz, what an unfortunate mistake.
Right. Could have happened to anybody.
And we have a saying about that down in narcotics.
No kidding. What is it?
Gee whiz, what an unfortunate mistake.
So, Holland, Siegel's department store decided not to press charges.
Well. Yeah, it's very nice. Maybe I should pop around and thank them in person.
If I were you, I'd settle for a telephone call.
Well, in that case, I'll have to wait till the first of the month.
Nick, would you get Mr. Holloman's personal effects?
He's wearing them.
I mean the brown envelope in the safe.
Oh, those personal effects.
But Captain Miller, I didn't have anything when I came here.
No, you don't understand the penal system of the state of New York. You see, when a person does time on the day he's released, the state gives him $20 just to make sure he gets off on the right track.
But I've only been up the river 2 hours.
You still get the $20.
Here you are, Barney. $14.35.
$5.65 off of good behavior.
You're very kind. Now, son, don't let this fool you. Crime doesn't pay.
I bet he hasn't the slightest idea where he's going to sleep tonight.
I know where I'm going to sleep tonight. And it's no bargain either.
Now, Barney? This is Detective Del Vecchio of Narcotics, who came over to collect the 20 kilos of marijuana, of which, yeah, I explained to him there were only 18 on account of what happened with Fish this morning.
The point is that I think we've got a miscount.
I understand. Wanowski explained the whole thing to me.
Wojciechowicz. Just like you spell it. Wojciechowicz.
Now look, we thought, that is, we assumed that we had 20 kilos of grass, but in reality, we only had 18, right?
I thought we had,
Listen, fellas, you don't understand. Doesn't matter to me. 10, 15. Give me what you got, I'll take it back.
You got 18 kilos.
Beautiful. It's better than nothing, right?
Rojo, get the stuff. Look, the point is, when you change the number on the report downtown, I want to make sure that all the circumstances are explained.
Oh, listen to me. The less you say about this, the better.
You don't get the point. I want it on the record.
Whatever you say. You guys do quite a job. You lay your life on the line every day.
Hey, man, come on. We get paid to do that.
Of course we do. We get paid, we get pensions.
I mean, what, 2 kilos of grass? What does that come to? Well, that was at $2,000.
I offered to give him $30 a lid. They wouldn't take it.
Mind your own business.
Wojo, fill out a receipt for 18 kilo and have Del Vecchio sign it.
I'll sign it blank and fill out later.
That's not the way we do business around here. That didn't sound right. That's not the way we operate around here. We do everything by the book, according to regulations, above board.
I believe you.
You don't look like you do.
Oh, it's my face. I mean, this face doesn't look like it trusts anybody. When I proposed to my wife, she thought I was joking. This face, it's a curse.
There you go, sign here.
Oh, that's nice doing business with you, Captain. There's an old expression, live and get well.
That's live and be well.
Whatever you say.
Where'd you get this?
The officer told me to bring it up here. He said you guys were looking for it.
Where'd you find it?
In the basement, behind a boiler. I was getting ready to set a trap when I saw this great big pack rat down there.
Pack rat! I should have guessed.
He had it stacked against the wall and he was eating off this one.
Oh, that explains it. Rat heisted the grass. You don't believe it? It's my face.
Hey, look. In my building, they come big. I mean, they come big enough to move the furniture.
That's right. This one stood up on his hind legs and gritted his teeth at me.
Yeah, I know that one.
Well, I picked up a shovel and I clobbered him. And he just lay there with a smile on his face.
Did the Vecchio satisfied?
Absolutely. When I get downtown, I'll explain it to them exactly the way it happened. Let me see now. You guys had a rat. It stole the grass. The rat ate the grass. The rat didn't like the grass, so the rat sent it back. See you guys.
Think he believes it?
Would you?
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Hi there.
Hi, Barney.
You finished the court?
Yeah. The Frazier kid was arraigned yesterday. He'll probably get a year suspended, 2 years probation. Oh. Wojo's assigned to the DA's office today, and Chano and Yamano are still down at narcotics giving affidavits.
I didn't think Del Vecchio would be too convincing.
Hey, I mean, as long as we're sure, what's the difference?
You really think that rat had a smile on his face?
Sure. I would.
What's happening? You cats open for business?
Hey, Frazier, what's happening? You back in trouble already?
Nah, brother. Now, see, I came to do you a favor.
Yeah, what's that?
I got some information, which, I'd be willing to exchange for a little long green, you know what I mean?
What kind of information?
It's heavy.
Woo!
Heavy.
How much?
50.
I'll give you 5.
Late on me.
If we want.
Hey, if it's not important to you cats, you guys do not have to pay me.
Yeah, let's have it.
Fish past the stone.